Hi, I'm Scott Hanselman. This is another episode of Azure Friday. I'm here with Ahmed Al-Nabli. How are you, sir?
Good. How are you, Scott?
I'm very well. You have brought me a gift. You've brought me the Developer Finder GitHub project.
Yes. So last September, we actually GA'd Web App for Containers, mm-hmm. or App Service on Linux, and we wanted to showcase what you can build with it. Mm-hmm. How you can build, for example, a multi-container app, or how you can hook up App Insights to your custom container.
Cool.
So the GitHub app itself is on our GitHub, mm-hmm. Azure-app-service, and you can go and fork it. We open sourced it. We basically would like people to help us building it more. Mm-hmm. We have our own version that's on www.devfinder.net, mm-hmm. and I'll show a quick demo of that and also talk quickly about the architecture, mm-hmm. and how we did stuff.
A lot of times when we see sample apps, they're hello world. They're simple. They're not even multi-tiered. It's just like, here's my hello world in a container.
Yep.
This is a little more sophisticated.
This is a more sophisticated one. We have a front end using AngularJS, back end using Python, another container that does chat using Ruby. We use Azure Functions for piping out all the App Insights.
Wow.
And Logic Apps for SMS. So
did you go thinking, I'm going to use all these different things? Or did you just go to make a solution and you found that you would use different
things? So at the beginning, we wanted to have a cool idea. So we want to have like a social network for developers where developers can find each other to go and like build cool stuff, even more cooler than this one.
Yeah.
And the idea is we started like, okay, like we need people to chat with each other. We need the back end. We need databases. So we went with MySQL and Postgres. Mm-hmm. We want somewhere to put our containers, so we went with Azure Container Registry. And we want somewhere to run our containers. And mm-hmm. ta-da, like Web App for Containers.
The obvious thing. Yeah. And was it easy to make it like continuous integration, continuous deployment?
Yeah, so we use VSTS, and you just hook it with GitHub. Whenever there's a change, it actually pushes a new version, mm-hmm. and your app is up and running in minutes.
Cool, well show me what you got.
Yeah, so again, this is our GitHub repo. This is basically when you go to www.devfinder.net, it asks you to log in either with GitHub or LinkedIn.
Okay.
So I already logged in before, so it has my cookie for GitHub. So it should log in pretty easy.
Okay.
And then because this is my first time to actually connect to it, so I'll connect also my LinkedIn profile. So it will ask me for access to my information. Mm-hmm. So I'll just give it access. Basically, we go and get all the information about you from LinkedIn and GitHub, everything that's allowed for the public APIs.
So you're in your profile now, and it's pulled in your GitHub profile and
exactly.
your LinkedIn connection. So mm-hmm. both of your social is connected.
Exactly.
Cool.
Exactly. And we're using the Python social auth library. Mm-hmm. So extending this to basically go to Facebook or Twitter should be easy. So
that's cool.
Again, you can add your programming skills, your phone number to set up SMS. Mm-hmm. But then I can also go and search for people. So I actually have a number of our friends on our team. So I'll go search for Lucas. He's actually one of our developers, and mm-hmm. he's passionate about CLI.
Okay.
So I can go and actually chat with him. And basically, I'll try to convince him, let's work on a nice CLI command.
Okay.
And basically, he will get a notification, mm-hmm. and he can reply to me. And other than that, we can also like friend each other, mm-hmm. and basically exchange contacts and go and work on Epic things.
So this is the Angular front end.
This is actually the Ruby chat.
The Ruby
chat.
Part. So, yeah. So walk me through the stack here. So the front end, the chat is in Ruby.
Yes. So I actually have an architecture diagram.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, so we pull from LinkedIn and GitHub. Mm-hmm. We have one container that has the front end and back end. Nginx is the proxy that we're using, mm-hmm. Angular, and the back end is Python and running it in Web App for Containers.
Okay.
And the back end is basically the chat API, and we talk through an API. Actually, you're right. This was the Angular, but it's talking through an API.
Okay,
too.
So the front end is Angular, yes. The back end is the chat app is Ruby.
Exactly.
All right, cool.
And all the chat chat conversations are
in like Postgres. Stored,
yeah, in Postgres.
Cool.
So, yeah, and we have MySQL for all the information about users and functions to get all the app insights.
And is all of this on Azure? So it's Postgres as a service on Azure, MySQL as a service on Azure.
Exactly.
And I don't really think about Python and Ruby and Django as being things you would see on Azure that often, but because it's in containers on Linux, it works just great.
Exactly. You can put whatever you want in your container. Like, for example, the main app has two different languages in the same container. So
really?
Yeah, so Node.js and Python.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And are you check this code into GitHub,
exactly,
into a specific branch, and then VSTS builds it and creates it?
Yeah, so I already forked my forked the app, and I can do, actually, Wukash
replied. So, and that's real?
That's real. Like, he's actually right now in the office and replying to me.
So. Oh, that's cool.
So I can go and, like, for example, this is my fork. I can go and edit, just quickly edit this.
Make a change.
And I'll just
remove. Okay, so you're adding a banner.
Exactly.
All right.
And I'll have another one here, and another one here.
Right.
So I'll just commit the changes.
Directly to production.
Yeah, so directly to production.
I appreciate that.
We have documentation to basically tell you how to deploy this, how to deploy it to slots, and everything.
So, okay, that's cool.
Again, if we go to our VSTS, you can see like my change has been picked up, and a new build is being pushed right now.
Wow.
So right now, yeah, it takes around 4 minutes to build.
And see, this is an important reminder, because I'm all about open source, and I try to tell people it's all about open source, and sometimes you just need to see it happening. You've got Python, you've got Ruby, you've got Postgres, you've got MySQL. It's being built here into containers with VSTS and deployed into Azure.
Exactly.
It's not the Windows cloud.
Nothing. Actually, none of anything that we use are like legacy Microsoft.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty slick. So it's going and building that. What is it building? Is it building multiple containers?
Right now, this one is building the main app container.
Okay.
And the chat container, you can also build it. We have that in instructions there. Mm-hmm. But right now, we're just using one from our Docker Hub.
So if I were going to go and look at your GitHub and install this and try it out myself, I would just need to have my connection strings correct because I'm using Postgres as a service?
You don't need anything from that. Like, we have documentation. Mm-hmm. We have a single ARM template that will deploy everything for you.
Really? So that's another good reminder is that there's containers which solve a deployment problem, but then there's ARM templates that also solve a deployment problem.
Yep. Yeah.
How long did it take to make this?
So it took me 15 minutes to completely build it and have a custom domain and an SSL certificate to bring it up and running.
I hope it didn't take 15 minutes to write, though. Probably a couple weeks?
No, almost 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Yeah.
That's very cool. So where can I go to see all of this?
Yeah, so if you go to Azure-App Service,
right.
And I actually have aka.ms links for this. So
okay, cool. So this is the take a screenshot now, because we've got aka.ms devfinder.
Devfinder. This is where all our GitHub, all our source code, you can go and party as much as you want.
Now, the one that's building right now, will that container go live and then we can hit refresh in a moment?
Yes.
Will we see this happen right now?
Yes, we can do that. Yeah.
How long will it take? Let's take a look.
It takes around 4 minutes to build, and it's still
building. Can you see the progress? I'm curious.
Like, yes.
Is there like a log or a running? Like, what can we see what it's doing?
Exactly. So
VSTS is quite sophisticated.
Yeah. So it will actually give you all the output from the console, and it will even tell you what.
So here it says it's running for 2 minutes, almost 3 minutes, and it's going to do code coverage. These steps here, are these configurable steps, this build definition?
These are all configurable steps, but for this specific one, we just went to continuous delivery blade in our management blade for our web app,
right.
And this is the default. So you just point it to your ACR, Azure Container Registry repo, your GitHub account, and the branch and the just.
That's a good point. So you bring up Azure Container Registry, even though yours is an app where the source code is public, you're not pushing this to Docker and their public container registry. You're using your own container registry. Because you might have your code be private, then you want your container images to be private as well.
Exactly, yep.
And you point out that you clicked on continuous delivery within App Service for Linux.
Exactly.
You're using the default. And if I remember correctly, if you can go back to VSTS, it looks like some logs are happening. Look. So it's preparing the layers and now pushing these layers
to Azure Container Registry.
And you're building that on Alpine Linux?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So that's going to go to the Azure Container Registry. You can see that the image has been built. It's pushing just the one layer that changed. Mm-hmm. And then when will Azure be notified? Does VSTS tell
So Azure? VSTS actually changes the configuration of your app to point to the new image.
Okay, so it's making another one, then doing like a, they call it a VIP swap?
No, it's, so what we do is we call it actually
it's like slots?
It's more like we recycle your app without any downtime. So we actually run both containers, and we wait for all the requests for the main one to finish, and then basically winding this down and bringing all
the Okay, so you drain the traffic off of the one while simultaneously running them side by side.
So we overlap recycle them. So.
That's nice. Overlap recycle them. That's interesting. Okay, so here it says it's pushed, and then it did a little cleanup.
Exactly. So basically, right now we have a new version of that container.
Okay.
If we go see what's actually configured. In app service, we can.
And does it have a different version number?
It actually has a different tag number.
A different tag number.
Yeah. So Docker images have tags as versions.
Okay. So we're here in the app service for Linux, and if we click on Docker container. We'll see what that says.
Yeah, and while this is actually happening, we can go and see if our new new app has been pushed.
So then the banner will appear once. It's switched. And like you said, for a moment in time, it will run both.
Yes.
But I don't have to do anything there.
No, nothing that you need to do. New users will hit the new container.
Okay, so here you go.
And this is the new tag.
So tag 6.
Yep. And if we refresh this, it will take some time to download that container from.
Oh, that's a good point. So this is interesting because what it's doing is it's up in the registry. Mm-hmm. The app service knows about it.
Exactly.
And then it's being pulled from that registry.
Yes.
Running, like you said, side by side.
Yes.
And then if, as we kind of hit Control F5 a little while, it takes just a few moments, and then it eventually will swap those out.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a look. We'll just wait a moment and see.
Yeah.
And hey, boom, we are going. So that's the new banner that you added at the top there.
Exactly.
So that's version 6.
Yep.
Very cool.
Cool.
Fantastic. So go ahead and switch back to your PowerPoint and show people where to find that.
Yeah, so
devfinder.net
and aka.ms/definder.
All right. I am learning all about multi-container deployment, multi-languages, all on App Service for Linux, here on Azure Friday.